Today's daf is Vachim Daf Tzadik Tes. And we are, Be'ezus Hashem, in the beginning of a new perek, the 12th perek of Maseches Vachim, perek Tful Yoyim, 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Ches Amid Beis. So the topic of the first Mishnah in perek Tful Yoyim is a little bit the Tful Yoyim, but more a bit, the idea that once upon a time, Bizman Shebe Samikdash HaYukayim, so the Kehanim would do the Avoida, and one of the perks that the Kehanim got was that they got to divide different Matnas Kahuna that was being distributed in the Beis Hamikdash. So a carbon was brought, and there was basar from that carbon, very often, distributed to Kayanim. A mincha was brought, there was going to be shiari mincha that was going to be distributed. The lechem aponim was distributed. So there were a lot of different benefits that the Kayanim got just from working at the Beis HaMikdash. Now, how exactly was the Matnas Kahuna divided? The short answer is, every member of the Mishmar got to partake in the Matnas Kahuna. So we know all the Kehanim were divided into Mishmaris. The Mishmaris were then subdivided into Batei Av. But the point is, regardless of whether I did the Avodah today or didn't do the Avodah today, whether I was active in this particular carbon or I wasn't active in this particular carbon, the fact that I'm a member of this Mishmar, I'm a member of this Beis Av, entitles me now to get a little bit of a portion, a chelik of the Matnas Kahuna. Our Mishnah is going to discuss a Tful Yoyim and really different fashidina types of people, whether or not they were entitled to partake in the Matnas Kahuna, whether they were not entitled to partake in the Matnas Kahuna. One thing I think it's kedai to make clear before we start the Mishnah, we're going to be discussing whether these chevra were chaylik in the Matnas Kahuna, whether they were entitled to a chaylik, whether they got a chaluka, whether they got a portion. Not so much whether they were able to eat the Matnas Kahuna. Meaning, it's possible that I can eat Matnas Kahuna, but I'm not chaylik. It's certainly possible that I'm chaylik in the Matnas Kahuna, despite the fact that I have no ability to eat it. So our discussion is not so much can these people eat or not eat. The discussion is more, were they chaylik? Are they entitled to their portion? What are they going to do with it? Maybe they'll eat it when they're able to eat. Maybe they'll give it to somebody else. They'll get Tavis Hanof from it. I don't know. But the discussion is whether they were chaylik, not so much whether they were oichel. Either way, on that note, Zok, the Heilig Mishnah, a new perek, tful yoyim, u'mechusaki purim, and a mechusaki purim, einon chelkim bekachim lechol erev. They did not partake in the chalukah of kachim for them to be able to eat in the evening. So, a few definitions. What's a tful yoyim? A tful yoyim is somebody that was Tommy, he went to the mikvah. The Torah says this person will not become tar until the sun sets. As a matter of fact, this is the basis for the very first halach in Torah Shabbat Peh. The first Mishnah in Masechtas Brachos, Me'emasai Koyer Neshma Me'arvin B'sho She'Koyhanim Nechnasan Lechol Trumasan. So the Koyhanim who were Tomei and were Teufel would not be allowed to eat Truma and certainly Kachim, then not Tahar until the sun sets. From the time that they go to the mikvah until the sun sets, they're known as a tful yoyim. A tful yoyim is tamei because their tahira is not completed until the sun sets. However, being that they went to the mikvah already, their tumah is considered to be somewhat diluted, and it's for that reason their tamei, albeit with this special name, known as a tful yoyim. A mechusa kippurim is somebody that in order for him to become tar, has to bring a carbon. There's a kachim component to his tahira. This person did everything he needed to do in order to become tar. Went to the mikvah, the sun already set. The only thing he didn't do is he didn't bring his carbon. He too, like the tful yoyim, is still tame, but at the same time, his tumah is qualitatively somewhat weaker, and as a result, there's certain kulas that you find in his world of Tumah. Stating that, Zok the Mishnah, Sai the Tful Yoyim, and Sai the Mechusa Kippurim, Einon Cholkim B'Kachim Lechol Erev. They were not entitled to a portion of the Kachim. Now notice, what's the Ikka Chiddush of the Mishnah? Even though they're going to be able to eat that evening, But Erev, they're going to be Tahar. The Tful Yoim, the sun's going to set. It's going to be Shkia Rabbeinu Tam. At that point, he's going to be allowed to eat. The Mechusik Kippurim, even before that, the Mechusik Kippurim just has to bring his carbon. As soon as he brings his carbon, at that point, he's going to be allowed to eat. So you would have thought that being that during the Zman Achila of this Kachem, these people are going to be allowed to eat, so maybe they should be chaylik now. Zokta Mishnah ein on chalkin. There's a din; they're not entitled to a portion of the kachem. We'll see. It's learned out from a pasuk. Oinein, as it relates to an oinein. So an oinein is someone that lost a relative that he has an obligation to mourn. The day that the relative dies. We'll see, maybe the night after, and it could be if the kfura didn't happen that day, maybe the following day as well. It's going to be very much the topic of tomorrow's daf. But that person is considered an oinein, says the Mishnah Noigeya. He's allowed to touch kachim, the inay makriv. He's not allowed to do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. As it relates to the core topic of the Mishnah, the inay chaylik lachol erev. He too is not chaylik, he's not entitled to a chaluka. Bali mumin, as it relates to a kind that's a bal mum, bein bali mumin oivrin, bein bali mumin kfun. It doesn't matter if this mum is a mum oivr, it's a transient mum, or if it's a mum kavua, this is a mum that is not going to go anywhere. Chaylkin, the halach is, they were chaylik, but oichlin, and they're allowed to eat as well. They were not allowed to do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Balmum, we know, is not allowed to do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. That's Kachim 101. But as it relates to, again, the topic of the Mishnah, whether or not he's chaylik, the answer is he's chaylik. And by the way, the Mishnah throws in, he could be oichel as well. So if you look at the Mishnah gave you three groupings. We have the Tful Yoim, we have the Oinein, and we have the Bali Mumin. The Tful Yoim is Einoi Chaylik. That's all the Mishnah said about the Tful Yoim. The Oinein, the Mishnah said a few halachas. He's Noigeya, you can touch Kachim. The Einoi Makriv, you can't do the Avodah. The Einoi Chaylik, just like the Tful Yoim. As it relates to the Bali Mumin, so he can't do the Avodah. He could be Chaylik, he could even be Oichel. So the Mishnah, here's a rule. Kol She'Einoi Roi La'Avodah, any kohen that can't do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, he's not ready to do the avoidah. He's a Tful Yoim, he's a Mechusik Kippurin, he's a Oinein. Someone like that is not going to be Chaylik Babasar. What about a Balmum? A Balmum is not allowed to do the avoidah, yet the Mishnah said that he is Chaylik Babasar. So Rashi says the Gemara is going to ask that kasha. The Chol She'en Loi Babasar, the Mishnah continues and says that any kohen that was not entitled to Basar, because he's not Chaylik, like we just said, Ein Loi Ba'oros, he wasn't entitled to a Chaylik of the skin, the hides of the animal as well. So another one of the Chalukas that took place in the Beis HaMikdash was with the hide. So the hides of the Beis HaMikdash was distributed as well. It's a little different than the basar, because the basar you eat, the hides you don't eat. So you would think that it could be the Shulchan Aruch of who gets to partake in the chaluk of the iris is maybe different than who gets to partake in the distribution of the basar. Specifically, being that basar is shayich to achila, so maybe you have to be a royal achila. I don't know. Maybe it's a different set of rules. Zok de Mishnah, it's not a different set of rules. Any person that wasn't entitled to the Chalukah's Basar wasn't entitled to the Iris. If you got Basar, then you were able to get Iris. Mishnah concludes and says, Afilu Tomei B'Shas Rigas Dom and V'Tar B'Shas Ak T'Chalavim. What would be with regards to the Tful Yoim and the Mechusik Kippurim? In the event that they were Tomei at the time of the Zrika, but they were Tar at the time of the Hek T'Chalavim. So do we say that right now they're an Einoi Roi Lavoida and therefore they would not be entitled to Basar? Or maybe we look at them as a Roi Lavoida because they were Roi at the very least at the time of the Hetta Chalav, and maybe they can get Basar. Says the Mishnah, Eirich Chalik Basar, they're still not going to get Basar. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Hamakriv es dam hashlamim, ves achelev mibnei aharim, lo yisiyah shayka yavon amane, and we learn from this, someone that's makriv es dam hashlamim, someone that's right la'avoida, but which part of the avoida? The dam hashlamim, the Zrika, he's the person that lo yisiyah shayka yavon amane, he's the person that's going to be entitled to the Chalukah. But someone that was not Roy b'shah Zrika, even though he was Roy at the time of the Hetta Chalav, he's not going to be entitled to any chalukah either way. This is a pretty dense Mishnah that said a lot of things, leaves us hanging a little bit. If you look at Rashi, there's a lot of mefarish b'Gemara, because the Gemara is very much going to unpack this Mishnah. So what was the first halacha of the Mishnah? Tful Yoim, u'mechusik kippurim, einon chalkim b'kachim lechol lo'erev. A Tful Yoim and a mechusik kippurim are tameh. As a result, they're not entitled to partake in the chalukah of kachem. It's an extra chiddush because really at night, which is still within the zman achilas kachem, they're going to be able to eat. So you would think, let them be chaylik now. even though they can't eat now because they're tummy, but they'll be able to eat it later. Says the Mishnah, Einon Chalkin. And the Mishnah seemed to give a makar to it as well. The last words in the Mishnah, Shenemar, Hamakrev Estam Ashlomim, Vesachelim Ibnei Aharon Loisiya Shoika Yom Lamana. And it sounds like from there, any Koyein that's able to be Makrev Estam Ashlomim, he's a Roy Lavoida, he's going to be Chaylik Pabasar. But if you're not Roy Lavoida, you're not Chaylik Pabasar. So I think if you were learning Mishnayas right now, 12th Parak of Mesach Tezvachim, you would say, I have a halacha, and I even have a makar to the halacha in the Mishnah. Pretty straightforward. The halacha is tful yoyim u'muchus kipurim ein echolk u'mekachim lechol erev. The reason is because kol sheni roi lavoyda ein echolk babasar, shenemar hamakri v'stam ha'shlamim v'sachelu b'bnei aharin lo yisi ha'shoi kayyam l'mana. This is a pasuk in Parshas Sav, Vayikra Perek Zayin, pasuk lamed gimel, stating that the Gemara begins, and the Gemara says, minohani mili, what's the makar to the first halacha of the Mishnah? How do we know tful yoyim u'muchus Kippurim in and Chalkim Bekachim Lechol Erev. I'm a Reish Lakish, and then later Reish Lakish came and said, "I'm going to tell you a makar." Oh my God, the pasuk says, "Hakayin Amechata Oisa Yoicha Lenu." Now this is a pasuk that we became a shtickle familiar with in the previous parak. Of course, it was quoted more than once. This pasuk is in Vayikra Perek Vav Pasuk Yutes. This is in Parshas Sav. It's in the parsha of Zois Teres Achatos, which was the theme of Perek Dam Chatos, the 11th Perek of Masech Tezvachim. But either way, said Reish Lakish, Hakoyin Hamechata Oisa Yoichalem. Now, you look at this pasuk. At first glance, what does it sound like the pasuk is saying? Pasuk's talking about the koyin that's Mechata, the koyin that did the Avodah. Mechata Miloshin Chitoy Miloshin Taira Miloshin Zrika. So the kohen that did the Zrika, Yoichalena, he has a schus to eat from the basar of the carbon chatas, right? Kohen Mechata Oichel, Sheni Mechata Ein Oichel. Sounds like the kohen that's Mechata, the kohen that actually does the Zrika, he gets to eat. But the kohen that didn't do the Zrika, he does not get to eat. But the Gemara says Reish Lakish talking. This is all part of Reish Lakish, says Rashi. Uklalu, is that a real principle? Varei Mishmar Kula. What about the entire Mishmar? The Ein Mechaten, they don't do the Zrika. One kohen does this. Rika, right? He's the shliach. But it's not the whole Mishmer that does, yet, and they get to eat. So Reish Lakish says, we have to take a step back over here. You can't take this pasuk too literally, because that would sound like the kohen that physically did the avodah, he's the one that gets to eat, and we know that's not true, because there's one kohen that physically does the avodah, yet the entire Mishmer is chaylik with the basar of the karbonis. Elamai, said Reish Lakish, maybe what the pasuk means to say is as follows. Maybe it means not a koyin hamechata, but the koyin that's roi to do the chitoy. So any koyin that's able to do this rika and is part of the mishmar, yoichalen, he's going to get to eat. So not hamechata who physically did the chitoy, but hamechata, he's qualified. He's a roi lebila. He's someone that's able to do it, to the extent that he's able to do it. So that gives him a schus now to be able to partake, meaning in the event he's a member of the Mishmar, but he's not Roy Lechitoy, that's where he gets excluded. But the Gemara says that's not a true statement. Again, all Reish Lakish talking. Hare Katan, the inner Roy Lechitoy, the Oichel. A Katan is not able to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, yet the Katan was Oichel. He was allowed to eat. A Kohen gets to eat. Ella said Reish Lakish, you have to say it like this. Ma Yoichaleno. What does the Pasuk mean when it says, Akoin Amachata Oisa Yoichaleno? The word Yoichaleno is a little bit of a misnomer. You know what it means? Yachlikeno. What it means is not Hakoyin Amechata Oisa Yoichalena gets to eat, but rather Hakoyin Amechata Oisa Yachlikena gets to be Choylik. And when we say Hakoyin Amechata, we don't mean the Koyin that's actually doing the Chitoy, because the whole Mishmer for sure is included in the Yachlikena. Okay, so then how do you read the Pasuk? Ro'oid L'chitoy Choylik She'enoi Roy L'chitoy Enoi Choylik. Someone that's Roy L'chitoy, he's going to be Choylik. Someone that's Enoi Roy L'chitoy is not going to be Choylik. So said Reish Lakish, the Pasuk says Hakoyin Amechata Oisa Yechalena. If you were learning Chumash now, you would think that the pasuk means to say as follows. The kohen that does the zrika, he gets to eat the basar. Sounds very reasonable. And that's what you would think the pasuk is saying. But after further review, what's the pasuk really saying? Not the kohen that does the zrika, but the kohen that's ra'oi to do the zrika. And not he gets to eat, he gets to be chaylik. But here's the bottom line. Someone that's ra'oi to do the zrika, he gets to be chaylik. Zok Reish Lakish, that's the makar to the first halach in the Mishnah. Tful yoyim u'mechusik kipurim einen chalkim bekachim lecho le'erev. Minohani mili, amar Reish Lakish, hakoyin hamechata oisa yoichaleno, means hakoyin ha'ra'oi lechitoy, not yoichaleno, but yach lekeno. So we have to hit the pause button for 1 second. Old achrayinim ask, what's going on over here? Minani mili amar ish lakish. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah, we set this kasha up, says mefurish what the makar is. Shenemar, a different pasuk. Amakar v'stam hashlamim v'sachelu b'mnei aharon lo yisniyah shoy kayyam alaman. It's a pella atzuma. Rish lakish is bringing a makar when the Mishnah already gave a makar. This is what the Gemara refers to as Yehuda v'oid l'kra. What's going on over here? L'chayr, the Mishnah already gave a makar. Just to complicate the situation a little bit further, if you take a look at Toysmis on Daf Tzadik Tesa Medalov Dibra Maschol Einoi Choylik Bebasa Shenemar Hamakri Vestam Hashlom Vesachelov Rabbeinu Tam Loi Gorisle. So this Toysmis is going back on the Mishnah, and Toys brings Rabbeinu Tam who took out the last lines of the Mishnah. So the Shenemar Hamakri Vestam Hashlom Vesachelov Bnei Ahari Loi Siya Shogi Yom Lamana. Rabbeinu Tam wasn't Gorisle. Perfect. Rabbeinu Tam didn't have the Gersa. Rish Lakish probably also didn't have the Gersa. And that's why Rish Lakish said, Minani Mili. You know what the problem is? Rabbeinu Tam explained why he wasn't Geiris it, and it was based on a Gemara L'Kamana and Afkuv Beis. Based on a whole different reason. Not based on the fact that Rish Lakish seemingly didn't have the Gersa, because if Rish Lakish had the Gersa, why would he have said Minani Mili? So Rabbeinu Tam took these words out of the Mishnah, but la mitame for a whole nother reason. It's a tzorich iyun ayin bachreinim. Either way, says the Gemara Vayta. Okay, so according to Rish Lakish, the makar to the first halacha of the Mishnah, why it full yemem lechus kipur manach chaylik bekachem, is because it says in the Torah, kayin amachata oisa yoichalena, and we learn from there only someone that's roi lechitoy yoichalena, which means what? Yachleken. Freit the Gemara as a follow up question. Harei balmum deinu roi lechitoy bechaylik. What about a balmum? The Mishnah said a balmum. It doesn't matter if it's a mumoyv. If it's a mum kavua, dechelkin va'oichlin. L'chayre, if there's exeris hakasif that says akayin hamechata oisa yachlekeno, then l'chayre, how could a balmum be included? So the Gemara answers balmum rachmana rabbi. The Torah was marber balmum because it says kol zacher bekayhanim. The end of the pasuk is yoichal oisa kodesh kadoshim hi. And this pasuk, by the way, is also in Parsha Sav, perek vav pasuk haveis in the parsha of Zoyis Teres Achatas. A lot of the psukim that we spent a lot of time on last week are being ibn gechazert here. But kol zacher b'koyhanim is coming to be marba, and it's l'rabbis balmum. It's coming to be barba balmum. Now, there's one Rashi that's kedai to speak out, and that is the literal taitch of the words kol zacher b'koyhanim yoichal oisa means that whatever the pasuk is coming to be marba, it's coming to be marba la'achila. We're using this pasuk to tell me that a balmum is choylik, which we spoke in the Hakdama to the Daf, is not the same as being goychel. But Rashi says that even though the literal meaning of the pasuk is yoichal oisa, it's pasha that the riboy is not regarding yoichal oisa. Because the fact that a balmum is allowed to eat kachim, that's a mefurish of pasuk in the Torah elsewhere. It's not even learned that from a riboy. That's rochel bitcha haktana mefurish. That's something that we know 100%. So if there's a riboy here of kol zacher b'kayhanim, and Chazal are attributing the riboy to the balmum, it's not to tell me that the balmum is allowed to eat, because I know he's allowed to eat. It must be the other din, that he's going to be choylik. So despite the fact that we have a mirut of hakayin mechata oisayichalano, I also have a riboy of kol zacher b'kayhanim, the rabbi's balmum. But freit the Gemara, ve'im kol zacher, the rabbi's tfulyayim. How do you know that kol zacher is coming to be marba balmum? Maybe it's coming to be marba tfulyayim. There's no mention of the word balmum. It just says kol zacher, the rabbi's. So maybe it's coming to be marba balmum. Meaning, say a balmum and say a tfulyayim and mechus kippurim should be excluded from Akoyin and Mechata Oisiyoy Chalena. Teretz is a Chabar Riboy. So Meicha Teisi, take the Riboy and apply it to a Balmum. Maybe take the Riboy and apply it to a Tfolya. And so the Gemara says, Mestabra Balmum Habalil Ubruye, it makes sense that we should use the Riboy to be Marba Balmum, Shekein Oichal. And the reason is because the Balmum is allowed to eat. So if you're allowed to eat, and I have a Riboy that could be also allowed to be chaylik. It makes sense that the person that's allowed to eat is allowed to be chaylik, as opposed to the tful yoyim and the mechus kippurim who can't eat. So it's mistaber that so too they're not able to be chaylik. Meaning, as much as oichel and chaylik are not the same thing, they're eerily similar. They're me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa'inyan. So if I can be marba the tful yoyim mechus kippurim, or I can be marba the balmum, it makes more sense to be marba the balmum, because the balmum is shaykh to the inyan of chalukah, because he can eat, as opposed to the tful yoyim mechus kippurim, who's not shaykh to the Indian of Chaluk. But the Gemara says, Adar Rabbo, Tfulyim Habalelur Buye. I could argue that it makes more sense to be Marber the Tfulyim, the Lu'urta Michsa Chazi. Because the Tfulyim at night, not only is he going to be able to eat, he's even going to be able to do the Avoida. As opposed to the Baal mum who at night won't even be able to do the avodah. So klapi the ikid rosh of akoyin amechata oisa yechalena beroy lechitoy. You could argue that the tful yoyim is more roy lechitoy than the bal mum is, because at the very least laurta, which by the way laurta is not just laurta tomorrow and a year from now. That's the zman achila of what you're being chaylik right now. So really, in a couple of hours, he's going to be someone that's going to be a roi lechitoy, as opposed to the balmum is not even going to be a roi lechitoy. So again, mechatesi be marba balmum, maybe be marba the tfoyim b'chosi kipurim, but the Gemara says hashtamia haloi chazi. At the end of the day, we prefer the maila that balmum has over tfoyim than the maila tfoyim has over balmum, because the balmum's maila is achshav. Right now, when you're doing the chalukah, he's able to eat, as opposed to the Tfulyoim, right now, at the time they're doing the Chalukah, is not able to eat. He's also not able to do the Avodah. The fact that later he'd be able to is fine, but I prefer Hashta over later, and it's for that reason, if we have a Reba, we're going to be Marba the Balmum, we're not going to be Marba the Tfulyoim. Rabbi Yosef said a different teretz. A different teretz, why it is, from Kol Zachar, B'Koyhanim, we're being Marba Balmum, and we're not being Marba Tfulyoim. Mechdi. And Rabbi Yosef's Teretz is based on a diktuk in the pasuk. It says, let's take a step back, right? The pasuk says, "Akoyin amechata oisa yoichalen." And Reish Lakish already told us that what does yoichaleno mean? It means yachlakena, right? That was the little bit of surgery that Reish Lakish did in the beginning of the daf to this pasuk. Well, if that's the case, lichta brachmani yachlakena, ma yoichaleno. So if the Torah wants to say yachlakena, why are you telling me yoichaleno? Shmamina, you know what the Torah wants to say? Roy lachila chaylik, she'eni roy lachila inay chaylik. That at the end of the day, if we're going to go now and we're going to be marba somebody from Kol Zachar, we'd rather be marba the person that's roy lachila than be marba the person that's not roy lachila. That is a roy lachila angle into when you're chaylik and when you're not chaylik. And as a result, if we have a riboy of Kol Zachar, and I'm not sure to use the riboy to be marba the Tful Yoyim B'chosik Yipurim who's not Roy Lachila, or to be marba the Baal Mum that is Roy Lachila, from the fact that the Torah used the word Yoichalena to describe Yachlakena, that's an insight, that's a gilui, that the person that's more Shaykh Lachila, he's the person that at the end of the day we are going to include. So the bottom line is we have two mahalchim to explain at the end of the day why it is that a tful yoyim and a mechusik yipurim are ainer chalkim bekachim lechol erev, yet the bali mumin, bein bali mumin oivrim, bein bali mumin kfurim are chalkim. The underlying reason why bichlal the halacha would be that certain people should not be able to be chaylik is because it says akoyin amechata oisa yoichalen. Akoyin amechata roi lechitoy ma yoichaleno yach lekeno. And it's for that reason that a tful yoyim and a mechusik yipurim that are not roi lechitoy are not going to be chaylik. Why is it that the balmum is, he's the same any roi lechitoy? The short answer is because it says kol zachah bekayhanim. And that's a riboy and it's coming to be marba balmum. Why is kol zachah marba balmum? Maybe it should be marba tful yoyim. So for that we have two terutz. The first terutz of the Gemara was because the balmum is more shayach to the inyan of kachim than is the tfoyoyim and the mechusik yipurim. And the reason is because the balmum can eat as opposed to the tfoyoyim that can. Now, tfoyoyim also has a maila. His maila is ba'erev, he'll be roi lechitoy, as opposed to the balmum, ba'erev won't be roi lechitoy. But the maila of hashta is better than the maila that's going to be a little bit later. Rabbi Yosef said that there's actually a giloy in the ikur miyot of hakoyin amechata oisa yoichalena, that if you're going to be marba, the one to be marba is the balmum. Because the Torah said, "Akoyna mechata oisa yoichalena," and yoichalena means yachlkena, which creates this very deep bond between being chaylik and being oichal. To teach me that someone that's oichal is more of a svar of him to be chaylik. Now, if all you had was the drush, "Akoyna mechata oisa yoichalena," the balmum would be excluded, right? This is a very important point that the Akrenu read ois. Because at the end of the day, the balmum is not roi lechitoy. But now that I have a riboy of kol zachar, and I know to be marba something, so the yoichalena yachlkena relationship is a gil. It's an insight what to be marba. Don't be marba the tfulyoyim and mechusik yipurim that are not roi lachila. Be marba the balmum who really is roi lachila. Zok the Gemara, right? Boy, Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish, clear the shayla. Balmum. What happens if you have a kohen that's a bal mum? He's also tame. Is he going to be chaylik or is he not going to be chaylik? So he has alamailas. He's a bal mum. Okay, he's also a tame, as in a tfoyay, mechosik kippurim, or maybe even just a full fledged tame. So the question is, could he be chaylik or could he not be chaylik? Now mitzad the bal mum, he could be chaylik. Mitzad the tfoyay, mechosik kippurim, he can't be chaylik. You would think this shayla should be dead on arrival. Of course, he can't be chaylik. I mean, it's very nice that the fact that he's a bal mum is not a reis, so it's not a reason for him not to be able to be chaylik, because kol zacher is the rabbis. But at the end of the day, he's a tame, and a tame is not able to be chaylik. So what's even the shayla? So Reish Lakish explained the shayla. Do we say kiven the loy chazi, being that he's so someone that be'etzem should not be chaylik. Why not? Because I call him a chata oisa. He's not roi l'chito. V'rachmano rab. Yet the Torah went ahead and the Torah was marbim. And the Torah said, despite the fact that really you have no shaykhis to be able to be chaylik, we're going to include you. Well, if that's the case, lo ishna, maybe it makes no chilik. Mali tame, mali balmum. Meaning, really, mitzad balmum, he should be excluded. But the Torah went ahead and the Torah gave him an incredible mulligan. The Torah said, despite the fact you shouldn't be chaylik, we'll let you be chaylik. So the fact that I have another chesaron, I should not be chaylik mitzad the fact that about mum. I have a chesaron yeshana. The fact that right now it was neschadish that all of a sudden I have another problem, mechatesh, and that should be my lomoyed. Oidomo, or perhaps, roi lachilo chaylik, she'enei roi lachilo ene chaylik. At the end of the day, what's the reason that the about mum is chaylik? The reason the Baal Mum is chaylik is maybe because he's someone that's roi lachilo. And being that at the end of the day, could be the reason he's chaylik is because he's roi lachilo. So when all he is a Baal Mum and he's roi lachilo, so that would be enough. But to the extent that right now he's also tummy, now he's not roi lachilo. So maybe over there, he would not be able to be chaylik. Now if you look at the achroinim, there's a lot of arichos in terms of understanding pashup shat. What's the shayla of the Gemara? And really, there's a lot of different ways to explain it. I think the simplest pshat that I saw is the Gemara wants to know, in this Ibaya, what's the reason? What's the reason at the end of the day that a tame is not able to be chaylek in the Matnas Kehuna? Is the reason because he's enei roi lechitoy, Reish Lakish is makar, sounded like this was even the makar of the Mishnah, or is the reason because he's not able to eat? But my nafkamina would be when we say that a bal mum is able to be chaylik. Is it a chiddush or is it not a chiddush? If the reason that a tameh is not able to be chaylik is because he can't do the avodah, so it's a chiddush that a bal mum is chaylik because he also is not able to do the avodah. If the reason that a tameh is not chaylik is because he's not able to eat, well then there's no chiddush in the fact that a bal mum is able to be chaylik because a bal mum is allowed to eat. A nafkamina from that would then be this shayla. What would be if you have a bal mum that's also tame? If be'etzem the bal mum is excluded, because the reason why a tame is not let a be chaylik is because he's not roi lavoida, and be'etzem that's something that's shayach to the bal mum as well. Narvas kol zacher l'rabbis that he's going to be included. Well, if you're telling me there's a chiddush that he's included, so maybe he should be included. The kol zacher is marbe, even if he's also tame. But if the reason why the tame is excluded is because he's not able to eat, which is a reason that doesn't apply to the bal mum, that means the Torah was never mechadish that a bal mum, despite the fact really shouldn't be able to eat, he's able to eat anyways. So maybe the only time he's allowed to eat is when there's no chiddush. But to the extent that there's a chiddush, because of the fact that he's tame, maybe b'chai gavna, he wouldn't be able to be included. But the point is, according to this explanation of Bayi Reish Lakish, the shayla is a very, very broad shayla. And that is, what is the reason Tful Yoyim Mechusik Kippurim Enei Chalkim Bekachim Lechol Erev? Is it mitzad the fact that he's Enei Roi Lavoida, or is it mitzad the fact that he's Enei Roi Lachila? Nafkemina would be Balmum, and a Nafkemina from that would be a Balmum that's also Tomei. And on that very simple shayla, Omer Rabbi, Rabbi said Toshma, I could be pushing it, from a Toisefta in Mesech Dezvachim. That's talking about a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol, not Revoina. We know one of the Chedushim of a Kohen Gadol, is he's allowed to do the avodah even when he's an oinei. The einoi oichel, however, kohen gadol that's an oinei is not allowed to eat kachim. The einoi choylik lechol lo erev. Additionally, the kohen gadol when he's an oinei is not choylol. He's not chaylik lechol le'erev. What do you see from here? Shema mina, roi lachilo b'inon shema mina. You see from here that what's the reason that the Tomei and the Mechosik Yipurim are excluded from being Chaylik, the reason they're excluded is because they're not Roy Lachila. It has nothing to do with not being Roy Lavoida. Because if it's related to not being Roy Lavoida, then a Kohen Gadol, that's an Oinein, should be Chaylik. Now, the Mishnah had said that an Oinein is Einoi Chaylik, right? An Oinein is Einoi Chaylik for the same reason that Tfoyoyman and Mechosik Yipurim is Einoi Chaylik. It's because L'chayra, he can't do the Avoida, he can't eat, right? He has whatever Maila or Chesaron that relates to the Tfoyam and the Mechosik Yipurim is going to relate to the Oinin as well. But a Kohen Gadol Oinin is allowed to do the Avoida. And yet we have a Mefurish Braisa that says the Kohen Gadol Oinin is not Chaylik. So what's the Raya? If the reason that Tfoyam and the Mechosik Yipurim are not Chaylik, and for this, that matter, the reason the Oinin wouldn't be Chaylik is related to the fact that he's not able to do the Avoida, well then the Kohen Gadol Oinin, who is allowed to do the Avoida, should be Chaylik. If the reason, however, is because they're not able to eat, well, the Kohen Gadol Oinin is not allowed to eat. What's the halacha? Kohen Gadol Makriv Oinin, the Einoi Oichel, that's all Pashat, but the Einoi Chaylik. You see, he's not Chaylik. Oh, Shmamino, what's the main reason? Roy Lachila Bilan Shmamino. Obviously, the reason is based on Roy Lachila, and if it's based on Roy Lachila, so there's no Chiddish in a Baal Mum, because a Baal Mum is allowed to eat, and if that's the case, a Baal Mum that's Tomei would not be able to be Chaylik. A similar Shaila. It's a different Shaila, but it's really based on the same Tut Stadim, and we'll see, it's the same Tashma. But Rav Yishiyah declared a similar Shaila. Tomei b'karbonai, sibur mal sheyachakuloi. What would be if you have a Kohen that's Tomei, he's a Tfoyoyim, he's a Mechosik Yipurim, or he's a full-fledged Tomei, and they're doing a Chaluka now from a carbon sibur. So the question is, could he partake or could he not partake? Again, Tfoyoyim, Mechosik Yipurim, einu chalka mekacha. What about if the carbon was not a carbon yachid, but rather was a carbon sibur? What's the Shiloh, why would this be different? Mi amrina, do we say a mechato amirachmon vahinami mechato? Over here, this koyin is right to do the avoida because we know tomah hutru betzibur, tomah tchoyu betzibur. So being that the carbon that's being brought is a carbon tzibur, over here the tomah actually is a roi lechitoy, if it's a roi lechitoy, and what determines whether you get to eat or don't get to eat is whether you're roi lechitoy or not. Well, that's the case. This person would be chaylik, idomo, or maybe roi lachilo chaylik shen roi lachilo chaylik. Could be it's not totally whether you're roi lachitoy, it's totally whether you're roi lachilo. And the bottom line is, someone that is tamei is not allowed to eat kachim even from a carbon tzibur. Right? Carbon tzibur is unique that you have the halach of tumah hutru tzibur, tumah tchoy betzibur, that you're allowed to do the avoida despite the fact that you're tamei, but chalilu, you're not allowed to eat from the basar. So again, whether or not a koyein that's tamei could be chaylik from the carbon tzibur is l'chayr tali in the same shayla. If it's about roi lechitoy over here in this specific case, he's a roi lechitoy. If it's about roi lachilo in this case, he's vayta not roi lachilo. Zot k'mar tashma the same raya. Koyin gadol makre vayne v'enei oichol te'enei chaylik lachol la'erev. A koyin gadol that's an oinein is allowed to do the avoida, but he's not allowed to eat. Yet, when it comes to being chaylik, he's einoi chaylik. Shmami, no, what do you see from here? That being chaylik is totally not in roi lechitoy, rather it's totally in roi lachilo. Shmami, no, roi lachilo, but you know, shmami, no, this is a raya. Either way, just to make one half a sikum on this first Gemara, and that is, again, the Gemara started off interesting, and it became even more interesting as we made it to the finish line. Because, you know, the Mishnah started with a halacha. Tfulyoyim, Mechosik Yipurim, an Oinein. What's the halacha? There ain't no chaylik. And the Mishnah even gave a reason. Because kol she'enei roi la'avoyde enei chaylik b'basar, she'nemar ha'makri v'estam ha'shlami v'esachelu m'bnei ha'harin lo yisiyah, she'ka yam l'mon. Then, maching zich completely nishvisindig, minani mili amarei shlokish, a new pasik. Hakoyin ha-mechata oisa yoichalena, with surgery, not hakoyin ha-mechata, roi lechita, not yoichalena, yachlekena, and that's the reason that the tfoyoyim and the mechosik Yipurim and the oine. Balmum is different, because Balmum has a riboy. But other than that, a different makar to the halacha that the Mishnah already gave a makar to. And then these last two shailas, Bay Reish Lakish and Bay Ravashi. And by the way, one of the Shilohs was Reish Lakish alone. But Bay Reish Lakish and Bay Ravashi, all of a sudden the Gemara is clearing a whole new Chakira, at least the way we explain the Gemara, a whole new Chakira in terms of what's Pashup Shad, that a Tfuyoyim and a Mechusik Yipurim and an Oinein are excluded from being Chaylik. Is it mitzad the fact that they're not roy to do the Avoida? Or is it mitzad the fact that they're not roy to eat from the Kacha? I thought for sure it's about roy to do the Avoida. As a matter of fact, didn't Reish Lakish himself bring him a car in the top of the Yomim? And by the way, didn't the Mishnah already give him a car? So again, the Gemara is leaving us needing and wanting more. I am Bachroinen. This is a dense Pshat of a Digga Gemara. We are going to go back to Oine Negeya, the Einoi Makriv, V'chulu. So the Mishnah mentioned not only the Tfuyam and the Mechos Kippurim are not Choylik, but the Oinein is also not. And then the Mishnah threw him Bederech Agav, that even though the Oinein is not Choylik, he's also not allowed to do the Avoid, unless he's a Kohen Gadol, but he's Negeya. He's allowed to touch Kachim. Azoy Vait, yeah. An Oinein is allowed to touch Kachim. Now that's in contrast to the Tfuyam and the Mechos Kippurim, who's Tome. That certainly can't touch Kachim. But as it relates to an Oinein is Negeya. Freak the Gemara. Oinein Negeya? Is that true for a mini? I'll ask you a kasha. And this is from a Mishnah in the third parak of Masechtas Chagiga. So the third Mishnah Masechtas Chagiga is called Chaymer B'Kodesh Mi B'Truma. Right? It's a lot of Kachim in the third parak, and certainly a lot of Tyrus in the third parak of Masechtas Chagiga. But either way, in that Mishnah over there, it says as follows. Oinein U'Mechosek Yippurim Tzrichen Tfilo L'Kodesh. An Oinein and U'Mechosek Yippurim require Tfilo L'Kodesh. Now the Gemara assumes now that what does it mean, l'kodesh, to even touch kodesh? So an oinin and a mechus kippurim can only touch kodesh if they are toivel first. We need the oinin. Our Mishnah said oinin's noigeya. Here it says oinin is tzorich tefillah l'kodesh. It's a schwarzen, weiß, blatant, flat out contradiction between two Mishnahs. A Mishnah Tzvach and a Mishnah Chagiga. So look, the Gemara first starts. Amrav Yoichav Lekash. Kam b'sha toval, kam b'sha loy toval. When the Mishnah says oinin noigeya, it's talking about where he was toivel. When the Mishnah says that an oinein is tzrichin tefillah l'kodesh, obviously he wasn't toivel. That's why it says tzrichin tefillah. But the Gemara says, v'chitavah mayhava. I don't understand. If there's a din that an oinein requires tefillah, then he could be toivel for nine pesmarg and it's not going to help. You know why? Because after you're toivel, you're like a toivel v'sheretz b'yodai. Toivel v'aninus b'yodai. Ha-hadra le'aninus. He's vaited as alba oinein. It's the chefts of oinein that requires tefillah. If somebody goes to the mikvah, he doesn't become oinein. So if he's gonna emerge an oinein, he's vaita gonna need a tefillah. So how's the tefillah gonna help me? Meaning tzrich and tefillah kodesh means that you can't touch it. That's what it should mean. It doesn't mean literally go toivel, because when you toivel, you're gonna be the same oinein anyways. And in fact, the Amar Rabbi Bar Afuna, if you're not sure, Rabbi Afuna said this mefurish. Oinein shetaval ani nusay chayzeres olav. So the Gemara says like Kasha, you have to say hod the asach daite, hod the loy asach daite. You have to say that the Mishnah Masechtas Chagiga that says that an oinein requires tefillah, it's talking about where he was masiach das from watching his guf. Once upon a time, people used to watch themselves to make sure they're not going to become tamei. An oinein, you would think, would be less sensitive and less careful to watch himself. I say, what do you mean? You think he maybe has to be more. Rashi says the reason is, because he knows on that day he's anyways not letting catch him. So if I'm not letting catch him today anyways, so I'm going to worry about today. Tomorrow I'll go to the mikveh, Herev Shemesh, I'll be good to go. But it's not something that he's being so sensitive to. So the Mishnah over there, Chagiga, that says that the Oinin requires tefillah, the reason he requires tefillah is, here's the punchline. It's not because he's a heftz of an Oinin and an Oinin requires tefillah. The Oinin's not Tomne. He needs tefillah because we're talking about Azazart Oinin that was Masiach Das from watching himself. Make a tasty and Oinin would be Masiach Das. Rashi says, so that's the reason why Udain would be Masiach Das. Azazart Oinin, that's Masiach Das. He requires tefillah. Just like the Tomei requires tefillah, because he's Tomei, the Oinin al Chashash Tomei, he needs tefillah as well. But our Mishnah is talking about an Oinin that wasn't Masiach Das. An Oinin that's not Masiach Das is keeping Negeya. Meaning, mitzad the Shem Oinin, you're allowed to be Negeya Kachem. The only reason the Oinin makes it into that Mishnah in Masechtas Chagiga as requiring tefillah is because an Oinin sometimes was grada masiach das. An oinein that's masiach das, he's going to have this issue. A regular oinein not. But the Gemara says, if we're talking about, in the Mishnah Masechtas Chagiga, hesach hadas, talking about an oinein that was masiach das and shlishi yoshvi, boy, then he should need a ready par adumas. One second, I didn't realize that's what we're talking about. You mean a guy who completely was beshriris libi eilech for a day, and he says, I'm not thinking about tumah, this is the last thing I'm going to worry about today. That's what we're talking about. That guy needs the par adumas. The Amar Rab Yustoi bar matun Amar Rab Yechanon, hesach hadas, tzorich hazo, shlishi vitvi. Someone that's Masiach Das from Tumo and Befrat, right again, an Oinein who's engaging in the concept of Tumas Meis. So somebody like that for sure would require Hazal Shlishi Shvi. But the Gemara says like Kasha Had Asach Taiti Mitamei Meis Had Asach Taiti Mitamei Sheretz. It's talking about where he was Masich Das, but not Mamish Beshvirusli Bielich. We're getting a little excited, right? This person, he was a little bit Masich Das. He was Masich Das from Tamei Sheretz. I'm not going to make sure that I don't come in contact with one of the Shmoyne Shrutzen from back in the day. But Avada, not coming in contact with a maze, Azoivaya. But the Gemara says, Tomei Sheretz, even that's an issue. Because if he was Masich Das from Tomei Sheretz, then Tomei Ma'al Yehu, then he's a regular Geheri Getomei, as it relates to Tomas Sheretz at the very least, and Herif Shemesh Boy. He should require Herif Shemesh. And it's not Mashba that way from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Oinu Nemechusik Yipurim Tzrichin Tfilo. Doesn't say a word about Herif Shemesh. Va'oid. And not just that, Afilu Truma Nami. He should be Tomei as it relates to Truma. And if you look at that Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Chaymer Bekoidish Mi Betruma. One of the Chumras is the Oinu requires Tfilo. But it's only a Chumr in Kachim. If he was really Masiach Das, albeit from the Shmein Ashrotzim, well, then he should be considered a regular Tomei as it relates to Truma. Sakh the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yirmiya. It's Rabbi Yirmiya, who, by the way, usually has a bias like this. Here he has an akimta like this. This is like Rabbi Yirmiya, but like Taker, right? I'm Rabbi Yirmiya, but it's talking about where the person said, Nishmarti midover hamitameni, veloy nishmarti midover hapoisleni. So this person was watching himself like a little bit, but he wasn't watching himself 100%. Let's read Rashi inside. Hachi Garcina. But Omer, Nishmarti midover hamitameni, veloy midover hapoisleni. Midover hamitameni, tumma da iraisa, the bayher of Shemesh. This person watched himself. He said, I had Shmira from tumma da iraisa. This is a lamdin and a bissel tzafidot, right? So, obviously, if you don't know Tumah V'Taira cold, I don't know how you can pull this off. So he says, I know what a Tumah D'Oraisa is. I know the type of Tumah that will require Herif Shemesh. Azasar Tumah, I'm watching myself. Not just that. I'm also going to watch myself with regards to a Tumah D'Rabbanon that would mess me up with regards to Truma, which is a lower threshold. But with regards to a Tumah D'Rabbanon, in Yom Kodesh, if Sazoy Vai, that I didn't watch myself. So his nervin like stopped at some point. So he said that I'm willing to be Nishmarti Midover HaMitamani, V'loi Midover HaPislani, and even within the Dover HaPislani, it's only with regards to Kachim and Natruma. The bottom line is, if you have a guy like this, who's able to slice and dice, and he's carving out what his Shmir was and what it wasn't, Snafaz Asar Mench, this is something that could, but the Gemara says, come on, Umi Ikin, is there even such a metzias? It doesn't even make sense. Where it says, "In v'tanya to mafurish abraisai." There, I saw al roishoy. If somebody had a basket of teinim on his head, umagreifa b'soichoy, and there was a shovel inside of it, v'amer, and he said, "Libi al asal, libi b'mizrach, libi al asal." He said, "L'shoymrei, I'm watching this sal." I mean, I want to make sure it doesn't become tummy. Oh, but they ain't libi al magreifa. I'm not watching the magreifa. It's the same sal. He's the same Sara Oifim, this guy. So he has this whole kapulich on top of his head, and he has te'enim, and he has the magrefa, and he says, libi al asal, or but ve'en libi al magrefa. So the halach is asal tahar, because libi al asal, the magrefa t'meyuk. And the magrefa is going to be tahar. So the Gemara first analyzes this for a second, before we come full circle. Faith the Gemara, tatame magrefa l'asal. Why don't we say that to the extent that the magrefa is Tomei, shouldn't it be Metama the Sal? Or says, that's not a problem, because ain't clean Metama Kli, a Kali can never be Metama Kali. Okay, if it's Tama Masha Betoichoi, let the Magrefa, that's Tomei, be Metama the Te'enim, that's inside, that's already an Oichel. Amar Rava, here's the punchline. But Omer, he said, Shemartia Midover HaMetama, V'loi Shemartia Midover HaPoisla. Even when he said, ain't Libi ala Magrefa, he meant, ain't Libi ala Magrefa, that I'm not watching the Magrefa for it not to become Tomei. But I am watching the Magrefa for it not to become Tomei in a way we'd be able to transmit Tomei on the Tain. Meaning he's worried about the Sal, he's worried about the Tain, he doesn't care so much about the Magrefa. So he's, again, he's mamish with a sakina charifa. He's slicing and dicing how much Shmira he's having right now on this Magrefa. That where it's negaya to watch the Magrefa, that it shouldn't become Tomei, we'd be able to be Matama, that if Azoivite I'm going to watch. But if it's going to become Tomei for itself, if Azoivite not, but what's the bottom line? You see, from here, the Gemara says, "Umi ikanetirusa lapalga shaynembol." Right, this guy has a cousin who's has the same avoda, where he also is libi ala south, in libi ala magrefa. It's the zelva chevra over here. The bottom, same gene pool. The reality is there is such a mitzias, and therefore this is gonna work. Bottom line is, let's just go back to where we started, because I'm getting a little sefidel. So the Mishnah said, "Oinein is noigeya ve'inay makrif." The Gemara, "Oinein noigeya, but hit me over a mini. I'll ask you, catch me a mission. I'm like, what's going on over here? So what's the first teretz of the Gemara? The first teretz of the Gemara is, there's nothing inherently tamei about an oinein that should require tefillah, but the oinein sometimes would let their guard down a little bit because they knew they were asib a kachim bay bayoim anyways. So if you have an oinein who let his guard down, then he's not let a touch kachim. If you have an oinein that did not let his guard down, then he could touch kachim. Our Mishnah is talking about a regular oinein. The Mishnah Chagig is talking about we let his guard down. If that's the case, why is it only chaymer bekaidish? So the Gemara says we're talking about a guy who will but let his guard down, but some of it he kept his guard up. It says the Gemara, igalgal milsa, this shayla made its rounds, literally. And it landed at the desk of Rav Abba Bar Mamel. Rav Abba Bar Mamel heard this kasha. The oilum was tumbling this stira between two mishnayas. And Rav Abba Bar Mamel heard this stira. He said, Amar Lahu, he told the Chever Leishmilu Hada Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Doesn't the oilum know what Rabbi Yochanan said? Amar Rebbe, in the name of Rebbe, that what? Oichel shlishi shal truma. If somebody eats a shlishi shal truma, asur lechel, he's not allowed to eat truma moving forward. Umutar liga, but he's allowed to touch truma. Alma, what do you see from here? Ba'achila avid rachmana maila. Sometimes the chachamim made certain chumras when it comes to eating. When it comes to eating, tameh, avid benigili avid rachmana maila. But when it comes to touching, not so much. So the halacha that Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rebbe was talking about was if somebody ate a shlishi shel truma. So we know that tumah can be an ava tumah, a rishon la tumah, a sheni la tumah, a shlishi la tumah, revi la tumah. Ashenegei la inyoneinu, only truma or kachim can be a shlishi la tumah. Only kachim can be a revi la tumah. Chulin can be an ava tumah, a rishon l'tumah and a sheni l'tumah. But once the tumah dilutes and it transmits already to the point where it's a shlishi, at that point, chulin cannot become a shlishi. So if someone tells you that I saw chulin and it was a shlishi l'tumah, he's lying. There's no such mitzvah. You can have chulin that's a shlishi l'tumah. Truma, yeah. Kachem, yeah. Even kachem is more chamer than truma when it comes to a revi l'tumah. The bottom line is, what would be if somebody ate truma, that's a shlishi l'tumah. Truma could be a shlishi l'tumah. Somebody ate it. So you become a shtikl tameh. L'may nafkemina, said Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Yudan Nasi, also lecho, moving forward, we would treat his guf as tameh, so that he's not allowed to eat truma. Umutaliga, but at the same time, if he wanted to touch, he'd be able to touch. We just want one thing from here. You see, from here, there's a musig that a person could be tamei regarding eating, but he's not tamei with regards to touching. At first glance, what's the difference? You're right. We need a precedent for that, but we have a precedent for that. There is such a concept where you could be tamei for touching, not tamei for eating. So Abba Bar Mamel said, you want to know the teretz to the stira between these two mishnayos? The mishnah in Zvachim that says oinin is noigeya, that's saying he's allowed to be noigeya. He's taco allowed to be nageya. The Mishnah Masechtas Chagiga that says oinu nubuchusik yipurim tzrichin tefillah lekodesh. It says lekodesh. Lekodesh what? We assume that means probably nageya, right? No, lekodesh means laachilas kodesh. Abel negeya not. You're gonna tell me there's a chilik between being oichel and nageya? Yeah. Ha'oichel shlishi betruma. You see, is also lechel and mutal nageya. So you see, there's already a concept of such a musig, that is the chilek between these two mishnayas. So the first teretz to answer these two mishnayas, the mishnah that said oinin again is talking about a regular oinin. The mishnah that says oinin is richin tefillah l'kodesh talking about an oinin that was masiach das. The second chilek is that the oinin that's negeh is talking about touching, and the mishnah that says that the oinin is richin tefillah l'kodesh is talking not about touching, but rather that mishnah is talking about eating. Let's go a little bit weiter. The einoy choylik lechel. So again, we're talking about an oinin. The Mishnah started with a tefil yoyim, a chosik yipurim, and now we've shifted our focus to the oinin. So the Mishnah says that the oinin is not choylik lechel. It sounds like an oinin is not choylik bekachem, but he's allowed to eat kachem. Right? Miflak hudaloy palig, aber v'chim ezam neleyachel. It sounds like if he wants to eat, then he's going to be allowed to eat. Now, what do you mean he's allowed to eat? The Mishnah says mafurish, then an oinin's not allowed to eat. What it means is, ba'erev, that night, he's going to be allowed to eat. Right? The shaila is, could he be choylik now, lecho la'erev? Or could he not be choylik now, lecho la'erev? The Mishnah says he's einoy choylik lechol erev, but to eat ba'erev, if somebody else invites him and says, you want to take a little bit from what I got today, you were not and you couldn't get, but I got, so do you want to have a little bit of mine? It sounds like that's something you'd be allowed to do, right? It's come out mefurish in the Mishnah. Mishnah said, he can't be chaylik to be able to eat ba'erev, but ba'etzem to eat ba'erev, he could. So if he doesn't need to be chaylik to eat because someone else is inviting him, then it sounds like certainly it's going to be okay. I'm afraid to come over a mini. I'll ask you a question from a Mishnah Masechtas Pesachim. Oinein toivel va'oichel es pischoy la'erev. An oinein on erev Pesach. So he is toivel and he's allowed to eat his karmen Pesach ba'erev. Avaloi b'kachim. But if he wants to eat regular kachim, this is not something that he's allowed to do. So it's a mefurish Mishnah that an oinein is not oichel ba'erev. It's amazing. We threw in Bederech Agav a few halachas regarding the Oinein, Nagayev, Einei Makriv, Einei Choy Lechel Erev, and both halachas are connected to Mefurish HaMishnayis. You have a Mefurish HaMishnah that says that an Oinein, Beleil Aninusoy, even if he went to the mikveh already, it doesn't matter. He's ready to Karban Pesach, but regular Kachin, he's not ready. Now, what would be the difference between the Karban Pesach and regular Kachin? That's posh. The Karban Pesach is an Asay Sheish by Karis, as opposed to regular Kachin is just a regular Asay. But it sounds like what the Mishnah is saying is that even though an Oinein Lo Erev is a lady from the Karban Pesach, but regular Kachin not, Lechayr doesn't stream with the Mishnah, which seems to say that he's Einer Choylik Lechol Erev, but Lechol Erev in and of itself, he's not allowed to do. So, the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti is from Yirmiyah Midifti to answer this Kachin, Sadlai Kachin. You have to say one Mishnah is talking about the Karmen on Pesach, and the other Mishnah is talking about the rest of the year. Be Pesach, on Pesach, I did the Ochel Pesach. Being that he's allowed to eat from the Karmen Pesach, Ochel Nami Kachim, he's allowed to eat Kachim, Beshari Moisa Shana, the rest of the year. The Loi Chazi, where he's not able to eat the Karmen Pesach because it's not this man of the Karmen Pesach. So then he's not going to be able to eat from Shar Kachim as well. So one Mishnah is talking about Leil Pesach, and the other Mishnah is talking about Shayim Mois Hashanah. Now, which Mishnah is talking about what? So let's see. The Mishnah that says that he's Einoi Choylik Lechol Erev, which would seem to imply that he's allowed to be Oichel Be'erev. You're allowed to be Oichel Be'erev, Migu, that you're allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. Oh, that's talking about Leil Pesach. So the Mishnah in Zvachim that we started with, right, today's Leis Chanukah, but really we started with the Leil HaSeder. This is a Mishnah that's Mamish talking about the Leil HaSeder. That's what's going on over here. Einoi Choylik Lechol Erev. That's Bilel HaSeder. Because the Leil HaSeder, that's going to be able to eat. The Mishnah Psochim, that's clearly talking about Pesach. That's talking about Shar Yemei Sashana. You're allowed to eat the Karban Pesach, obviously Bilel Pesach. But when we say that you're not allowed to eat Shar Kachim, it means Shar Yemei Sashana. It's a little dachik, right? So the Gemara reads it nice. Umay Avaloi B'Kachim. So you have to say that. What does the Mishnah mean of Psochim when it says Avaloi B'Kachim? Again, Oinein Tful Yoyim is Oichel, the Oinein is Toivel, the Oichel is Pischoy Le'erev Avalei B'Kachem. You know what Le'erev B'Kachem means? Avalei B'Kachem Shal Kol Hashana. And a Chanami, not Le'erev B'Kachem that night. Because the Pesach part is for sure talking about night. The Kachem is talking about Shai Mois Hashana. Our Mishnah, counterintuitively, is talking about the Le'el Pesach. Rabasi Yom, Rabasi said a different Eretz like Kasha. Kanche Meis Le'e Meis Ba'er Ba'asar, V'Kavru Bar Ba'asar. Kanche Meis Le'e Meis B'Shloy Sha'asar, V'Kavru Bar Ba'asar. Rashi says, Ravasi learned that both Mishnayis, Idi v'Idi b'Leil Pesachim, both Mishnayis are talking about the Leil Pesach. So our Mishnah is talking about the Leil Pesach, and the Mishnah Pesachim for sure is talking about the Leil Pesach. Okay, so what's the Teretz? Says Ravasi, the Mishnah Masechtas Pesachim is talking about where this person became an Oinim because his relative died on Erev Pesach, on Yudalid, and they buried him on Yudalid as well. Right? So Misa and the Kfura all happened on Erev Pesach. This person, at night, despite the fact it's the night after the Misa and the Kfura, is allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, because Karban Pesach is Doicha Aninos. But at the same time, he's not allowed to eat Shnar Kachem. And the reason is because the Aninos that follows the Yom HaMisa is Chamor, and it's Chamor to the point that you're not allowed to eat Kachem. As opposed to our Mishnah here, Masechet Zvachim, is talking about where the person died on Yud Gimel. The only reason he was an Oinein on Yudalit is because the Kfura didn't happen on Yud Gimel. The Kfura first happened on Yudalit. That night, the person is still anointed. He's still anointed. But that aninus is a shvacher aninus. The reason is because it's an aninus of Laila that follows only the Yom HaKfura, not the Yom HaMisa, being that it's a more kula digger aninus. So it's for that reason that if he wants to eat kachim, he's going to be allowed to eat kachim. Let's see it inside. Again, so Rav Asi said, loy kashis in ishver kan, shemes loy meis barba asar, fikabru barba asar. What's this kan? It's referring to the Mishnah Masechtis Pesachim. Kan shemes loy meis b'shloisha asar, fikabru barba asar. Whereas the Mishnah Masechtis Vachim is talking about where he died in Yom Gimel and the Kfura was in Yudalit, Yom Kfura loy tafis leila midrabanan. The Yom Kfura is not such a serious day for its night to suddenly forbid one to be able to eat kachem, even regular kachem, and it's for that reason if he wants to be oichel, he'll be able to be oichel. So, really, we have two terutzim to answer this next theory as it relates to an oinin. From our Mishnah, it's mashma that an oinin is allowed to eat kachem at night. He's not choylik, but he's allowed to eat kachem. It's a mefurish Mishnah Psachim that says he's allowed to eat the carbon pesach, he's not allowed to eat shar kachem. The Gemara gave two terutzim. One teretz is, one's talking about the leil Pesach, the other's talking about Shai Mois Hashana. But Leil Pesach, Migu that he's allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, he's allowed to eat from Shar Kachem. Shai Mois Hashana, you don't have the Migu, therefore you're not going to be allowed to. Our Mishnah counterintuitively is talking about Pesach, and the Mishnah Psachim counterintuitively is talking about Shai Mois Hashana. Like the Gemara speaks out, Avomai Loi Bekachem, it means Shai Mois Hashana. Inami, the second teretz of the Gemara is that both are talking about, this is important, Rashi says, both are talking about where it's Bilel Pesach. Both Mishnayos are Bilel Pesach. So you technically have this migu that, being that you're allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, I should be allowed to eat from Shar Kachem. Stating that, the only time we invoke this migu is in the event that it's an aninus that's following only the Yom HaKfura. If, however, it's following the Yom HaMisa, then it's Mochamer, and then you're not even going to say migu, and despite the fact that you're eating from the Karban Pesach, you're still not going to be able to eat from Shar Kachem. Now, what emerges from the second Mahalach of this Gemara is that really understanding our Mishnah requires us to understand aninus a little bit better, right? That's what emerges now, because it sounds like for sure from the last words of the Gemara that the aninus of Laila that follows the Yom HaKfura is more kuladik than the aninus that follows the Yom HaMisa. Like Tafis Leiloi, the Lashon HaGemara was Midrabanan. It sounds like whatever it is, it's only rabbinic. We're throwing migus into the equation. So really, I think we have to ask ourselves, is aninus d'iraisa, is aninus d'rabbanan? What really is the chilek between aninus b'yei misa b'yei makfura? Also, this aninus of the night after, it sounds like that's epis a little bit more kuladik. Again, it jumps out from the Gemara. If you want to understand this Gemara properly, we have to know the answers to some of these questions. And the very truth is, if you look at the next words of the Gemara, mantana aninus laila midrabanan Rav Shimoni, it's really the next discussion of the Gemara. It's going to segue knee-deep into tomorrow's daf, because the Gemara is taking this cue, and the Gemara sees over here that really this discussion is totally in how you understand the concept of aninus, and that's something, Be'ezah Hashem, we will get to tomorrow.